All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and all are hatted and accounted for as we are in the Gal Media studios.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Barry's got a lid on backwards. Nick and I got our usual headpiece on, and we're ready to go.
I was wondering. I didn't recognize you. I was like, who's this fat lesbian in the studio?
Somebody one time told me I look like Ali G when I have a hat on backwards and my glasses.
You kind of do.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
A little bit. That's better than... Have you seen this new face app thing for your phone?
Come on.
Okay.
Let's touche. Be real.
Touche. There's this new face app that'll age you. So
I don't need. I don't need that.
No, it'll show you what you look like as an old man. It'll show you what you look like as a young kid.
People were doing it for Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all that.
Yeah, I put one on my Instagram, and I put four. One because you know I can't grow a beard properly. It looks bad. Mm-hmm. So they have one where you can add a beard. So I was like, oh, that's what I would look like. Mm. They have one that makes you look like a kid.
Did they do it with or without the Grecian formula or the just for men?
It's just an app. It just adds a beard. I don't know how it does. It's magic.
Is it speckled with gray?
No, it wasn't, okay. But it should have been. But then they have one that makes you look old. And I'll tell you what, it looks, I sent it to my wife. I was like, well, this is what you're going to have sex with in 20 years.
Jeez.
And it's not a good look. I put it on my Instagram, but that's what I would look like.
Wow!
So we need to do that with you and Nick. I'm going to take pictures of you guys, and then we'll just, I'll tweet all three of them out.
You look like the marketing guy, Doug.
That's outstanding. That is outstanding. You know, I actually kind of look like a cross between my dad and my grandpa in this picture. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, a little bit. And then they have one like one that makes you look like a kid.
Yeah, you look like El Jefe.
Oh, wow. That's not nice. Here's the one with the beard. So that's what it would look like if I could grow a beard. That's not, right. Yeah. And then they have one where if you had bangs.
God, you're Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Look at that.
At Barry is funny on Instagram if you want to see him. And then I'll take pictures of Nick and Joel, and we'll do this again with them, and we'll tweet it all out. And I think that'll be fun. But these things are getting better. It used to, these kind of suck. Like, they would put puppy dog ears on you. And,
yeah.
But now, like, that, the one of me aging, if I come up missing, and in 30 years, they're going to be like, what does he look like now? They would literally, this is what they would use.
Marketing guru Barry Laminack.
What? Why would I? Oh. I was like, what? Yeah. So, that's all that's what I've done in the last 24 hours. That and write.
So you're productive.
Yeah. Sent some emails out.
I'm disappointed for us. We were going to have a good one today.
Yeah, we were.
We were going to have Adam Schefter from ESPN, and he had a family emergency and had to reschedule at the last minute.
Found out. Yeah.
Bummed out. But the good news is they already sent me an email and said, can we just do it on Monday? So look forward to Monday having Schefty to join us. Probably
be good to get
in
his
the 2 o'clock hour.
Because he's the one that was tweeting out the latest details about Clowney as well. So that'll be a good get. We can let that marinate over the weekend and get his perspective on the whole deal and what's going on there.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that. So not to be too disappointed because it's just a reschedule.
Setback.
It's not a cancellation.
That's right.
So that's
just
what we
setback.
Like. Yeah. I got a sick wife at home.
Oh, boy.
And unhappy wife, unhappy life for sure.
Of course.
She woke up 2 days ago, and the pregnancy doesn't help because the moods are on fire. But she woke up and she was like, I feel like a pain in the corner of my eye and behind my eye, and it doesn't feel good. What should I do? And I was like, well, you need to see somebody. And so she went to a regular eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, oh, no problem. I mean, I'll give you some meds, but I don't think it's really anything serious. It got worse and worse to the point where it was affecting her sight last night, and it was giving her a headache, and it was really bad. She got a sore throat, too, and she was like, so she calls in sick to work and then tries to find an eye doctor, and she's going in this afternoon. But they have no idea. The first eye doctor didn't know what it was, the optometrist. So now she's going to a full-blown eye specialist to hopefully find out what the hell's wrong, because it's like affecting everything she does. And she goes, I know that I need to be back at work, but I can't even think about eye makeup or curling lashes. She goes, I can't even touch my eye right now without it. But I was like, yeah, you need to take care of that.
That's not good.
No, but it makes a very, a walking on eggshells type environment in our house, because I just keep telling her, just go to bed. Just, really? Yeah, just go to bed. I got everything. Don't worry about it. Just go in the bedroom and shut the door, because otherwise, if the volume on the game's too loud or one of the dogs decides to jump off the bed, Lord knows it could blow the roof off the joint, and I just wasn't in the mood for it last night. Yeah.
Damn.
I saw Framber Valdez come in the game, and I knew that I could pretty much burn down the house without needing any kind of help or assistance just by watching him pitch.
I didn't watch the game because I had a couple reasons.
You had lots of Instagram pictures to make.
No, but I didn't get to watch the game last night. But I did check the box score, and I did check in the middle of the game, and was like, oh, cool, they're winning.
All right.
And then Framber Valdez.
Yeah, Josh James was scoreless first inning. They got a three-run lead. They were coasting, then even gave up a solo shot, so it was 3-1. I'm like, I'm still cool with that. And then all of a sudden, it just all came crashing down, and they were way behind, and even two Springer bombs later, they couldn't catch up. And I'm going, did we not talk about this on the show? We've already seen that and done that, and let's get past that Framber experiment.
And don't look now, but here comes the A's.
Yep.
We talked about them being a second-half team. 5.5 back, and when you look at these two teams statistically, they're about damn near equal, which is scary to think. Now, we know that the Astros have been kind of playing with one hand tied behind their back because they haven't been healthy. But when you look at, like, run differential, the Astros at a plus 91, A's at a plus 81, runs allowed 400 to 402.
That's tight.
And that's a spot where the Astros have been healthy for the most part. Now, they have, you know, McHugh and Peacock, and that's been the issue, but those guys really weren't having great years. They weren't stellar like they were in the past. But runs scored, 491 for the Astros, 483 for the A's. So they're not going away. They're 5.5 back. They've won 4 in a row, 8-2 in their last 10. And, you know, the Astros will win a series here, win a series there, split. But they've scuffled a little bit, after a bad June. I need them to start putting some of these teams away so that, you know, they get back, they get healthy, they get the chemistry back, and they're ready to roll.
And so I kind of surmised what you and I have been talking about for a week or two and just said, look, even before we see what happens with Framber Valdez tonight, the time is now for Luno to go out and make a move and try and get ahead of the game, because we already know that the A's, who you mentioned, went out and got Homer Bailey. And we know that Andrew Cashner is a Red Sox. And, you know, and teams are starting to get active. And if you wait, the price is going to go up. You know, you're going to give up more prospects. It's going to be a tougher deal, and you're going to have to compete with more teams. And because of what you saw last night, I thought that what we saw this last weekend, starting with the first Framber Valdez performance, and then, you know, subsequently with the injury to Peacock again, that something would have went off in Jeff Luno's head to say, we got to go now. But I wrote an article for it on SportsMap, and it's like double whammy for you. You give mediocrity a night off because you finally sit Tyler White in his .213 batting average. But yet you're dealing with pitching woes so much so that you dig a hole for yourself offensively. And we know your best lineup's not out there. Diaz and Correa are in the minors rehabbing. But, man, you know, I think it was a foregone conclusion in all of our minds. They're going to win the division. It's more about catching the Yankees. But now, like you said, you got to start looking in your rearview mirror going, hey, the division may become an issue if they keep playing this mediocre.
Yeah, the Rangers have gotten within 4.5, and now the A's are within 5.5. And 5.5 is striking distance, especially when you consider that, you know, they still have a few games left because they're done with the Rangers, right? We've established that.
Yes. Done with the Rangers in Arlington. I think they still play them here.
Yeah. So I would have to go back and look at the schedule, but, you know, you drop a couple head to head, and they've got plenty left. Let's see, at least 8 more with the A's. So 11. Yeah, so there's plenty of left. There's plenty of room left for the A's to catch the Astros if everything else remains the same, just head to head, because we know the A's play the Astros pretty tough as well. So it's going to be interesting. But all things, you know, all that being said, they get healthy, and I'm not worried about this team, but I am wanting them to get healthy a lot quicker. It looks like, you know, for a while it's just like, remember Super Jack and these guys were stepping up big and carrying this team, but that's all kind of worn out, and now I think they just need to get healthy and get back.
And I think that because of the fact that a position group of strength, again, I wrote it in the article, but when you think about it, a year ago when you looked at the rotation, you had Lance McCullers. You know, you had Colin McHugh and Peacock pitching at a very high level. You had Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole. You had all these different options, so much so that when you started taking little chinks in the armor, like the Tommy John surgery for Lance McCullers, and with Charlie Morton leaving, you were like, that's okay. We've got plenty of starters. But now when you look at Corbin Martin out for the year with Tommy John, and you look at, you know, Whitley having shoulder issues and going to minor league rehab and in the minor league camp, and you look at all the different things and the young guys they've run out there that haven't worked out, you're like, you know what? As much as I have pretty good confidence in 1, 2, and 3, I just think before the playoffs hit, at least one more guy is not just a luxury that you can go out and explore. I think it's a must-have.
I saw an article on USA Today where they talked about deals at the deadline.
Okay.
And they said 5 deals we want to see get done. One of them was Marcus Stroman to the Yankees. And I know you're high on Stroman, but I was reading about him and how he would fit with the Astros, and the fact that he doesn't feature a four-seam fastball, yes, is something right. that the Astros don't like. So that makes a little bit of sense. But then they talked about in the article that Meiling didn't feature a four-seam fastball. They were able to figure that out. But the one thing that they said in the article is they'd like to see Stroman to the Yankees. And a name that we've mentioned that kind of fell off the radar, though, is they talked about Madison Bumgarner to the Astros. And they talked about, though, parting with a guy like Tucker or Whitley. And at this point, if you feel like, you know, it's, to me, it's kind of a coin flip. It's a little bit of a scary proposition where if you do go out and get a Madison Bumgarner, I kind of liken it to when they were chasing Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander was struggling a little bit on a team that was bad. He wasn't looking great. He gets here and he has this resurgence. And now, you know, he's back to being the dominant Justin Verlander that we know. Could that happen with Madison Bumgarner? You'd like to think so, given the track record of this pitching staff. But then there's always that scary real possibility that he's going to just going to be what he is now, and it's not nearly what he was, and not nearly worth what the expectation would be to give up a guy like Whitley or Tucker, or one of the top 3, 4, or 5 prospects in your farm system. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I know that Luno has been active and reaching out to several teams. And one of the things I saw in MLB Trade Rumors talked about the fact that the Toronto Blue Jays and the Houston Astros like each other as trading partners yep. for that Stroman deal. So,
yeah, Jake, who we've had on the show Kaplan was mentioning that, and it makes perfect sense. And why wouldn't you, you know, make a deal with someone that you trust, that you've had success with in the past? And you know, the thing to me, Barry, is with Madison Bumgarner, the biggest problem is he's a rental. So if he's a rental, I don't want to give up Whitley or Tucker. I'm happy to give you some prospects, some lower level prospects, like the handful of prospects that you gave up when you were looking at the Verlander deal. But you know, because of the fact that you're not going to have him under any team control after this season, then I don't think you have to give up that high of a draft pick. I'm glad to give you Tyler White if you'd like him. But also, you know, just, you know, I would look at it from that perspective. If you're going to get a guy under team control like a Stroman, like some of the other guys that are out there, a new name that surfaced last night on some of the rumor sites is Robbie Ray of the Diamondbacks, because you don't know if they're buyers or sellers, but he's a lefty. He's under some team control, and he could possibly, you know, add something to your rotation. So there's guys out there. We've talked about
Zach
who
Wheeler
we like.
Just went on the IL. There
yeah,
was another
so he's
name.
A guy that the Mets were going to look to move, that they're probably not going to be able to move now because of his injury. And we don't know if the Mets are willing to put Syndergaard out there either, but that would be a hefty price.
Well, I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to downgrade what you're saying, but you know, the mantra for you for a while now has been don't wait. Dude, there's 15 days left. So it's not about not waiting anymore. I mean, we're in the closing stretch of the trade
deadline.
But
before the Yankees and before they pull the trigger on some massive deal or a bigger deal, I want the Astros to be front runners to get it done.
Well, 15 days is a lot different, you know what I mean? Like I imagine that the teams like the Yankees and the Astros are deep into discussions already at this point. So if you're not, it's going to be too late. If they have not already started those negotiations, it's probably
finish
too late.
Finish it. I don't care about starting it. Finish it. Yeah. I need a deal done now. By the end of the show, let's get a deal done, Jeff Luna.
Wow.
All right, we're going to just get started here on The Usual Suspects. We're just opening the act that's going to be 3 hours of fun and entertainment. HRNP listener line, if you want to reach out, 713-780-3776. Call or text. Reach us on Twitter where it's at the Charlie Polillo fill-in extraordinaire Nick Sciarra, otherwise known as at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. We're The Usual Suspects. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you being suspects, taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in this hot, hot box of a city of Houston, Texas, as we roll through. Nick, Barry, Joel in studio. Nick switching chairs from his very, very comfortable chair in here as he continues to...
That blue chair.
...drive the bus. Mm-hmm. Did you fart in it?
I did not. I tried to be respectable.
Because I almost think that he'd feel good and proud if he did. Because then he knows that when you sit there, let that little... that comes up from the cushion, you might...
I mean, I do get pleasure out of Barry's anger, but no. I did not fart in that chair.
Well,
although,
think about that.
Thanks. I can see why he does like that chair, because I wouldn't want to sit in any of the other chairs in the studio.
See? This is the chair.
Because this one makes me short. This one goes, it just, you can't raise this one.
It's not because I'm trying to hide my horn, AJ. It's because I don't like those other chairs.
Yeah. These other chairs suck.
A good thing AJ is not your boss and doesn't shame you publicly.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a job where your boss would shame you publicly, exactly, other than this one.
Well, because then most places also have an HR department, which which normally jump on that right away before and nip it in the bud, so to speak.
Exactly.
But we just encourage it.
Did you guys buy anything for Amazon Prime Day?
Not yet, because you know what? I'm kind of in protest. Every time I go to Amazon Prime, thinking I'm going to get a better deal and quicker. The shipping, fine. But I find better deals without Amazon Prime 99% of the time.
Not so fast, my friend.
Okay, because why?
Sunshine Scooter. I bought a Ring doorbell.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, I got
I'm
it
telling
for
you,
like,
any kind of doorbell camera, I'm a huge proponent.
I got it for $170. It's normally $250.
You know what that is, Barry?
What?
Pretty good.
I thought when you said doorbell, he's going to go at you with that.
Ringing the doorbell, yeah. The back doorbell.
But he didn't. That'd be so childish and dad jokey. I would never even fathom that.
Yeah, Nick.
Grow up.
Come on.
Give
my man some credit.
I'm a little immature. I'm sorry.
Give my man some credit and some time. He'll.
Yeah. The show's just getting started. Give me till 4. I'll pull a couple out.
But I got the Ring Doorbell Pro. Okay. For $170, I thought that was a pretty good deal because it was normal. And I thought, all right, my wife was like, "Well, check like Best Buy or Walmart because they're trying to compete with Amazon." So I was like, "Okay." So I went to Best Buy, Ring doorbell. Nope, $250. Same exact
it's
one
today too, right?
Yes, it is today as well. I bought my wife because now don't. You guys don't make fun of me, but. Yeah.
That's a nice,
I that. That's a nice way to preface
request,
that.
I don't know why.
Don't
I
even
lead,
bother saying
why
that.
I lead with that. But she wanted a little hand vacuum.
Well, I didn't know where you were going with that either. She wanted a little hand vacuum.
No. So I got her a little Black & Decker hand vac for like $70. It was normally like $130 or something.
There you go.
So I got a couple of things.
Okay.
Is this what you get excited about when you get older? Doorbells and hand vacuums.
Hey,
and
look,
stuff like
I mean,
that.
She's excited about the hand vac because she's a neat freak and she cleans obsessively.
Makes sense.
I'm excited about the doorbell because I don't like my house getting robbed. So,
Nick, I'm going to tell you this, and there's different ways to do it. And if you don't have one, I have preached to you guys already in the past of how great they are. But the deal that we have, and we got ours through Hawk Security, but the fact that I not only can see my front doorstep at any time, and there's a recording done of any movement on the front door. But if there's actual movement, you get an alert, and if you press the button on your phone on your app, You can actually speak to that person while they are currently at your front door and like either tell them to get the hell away or put that box somewhere else or whatever. And it freaks the hell out of them because I've done it a couple times and the people like freeze, like, where's that coming from? But then they're like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then they move the package off so that you can't see it from the street or whatever. It's pretty badass.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, I wish I could shoo off some of the door-to-door people.
I have a camera that looks at my front door, but this I wanted because my cameras, I only get the alerts because we have like 9 cameras around the house. Mm-hmm. And so you get alerts on movement, but we have trees and bushes. So when the wind blows, I get an alert. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't like that. We do too.
So what I do is I put it in I have all the alerts go to my email, and then I just periodically check to see, okay, what was going on, when and where. But at least this gives me, it's just the front door. It's not a lot of like, you know, trees and all that stuff. So it's just alerts on the motion near the front door itself. So pretty nerdy, but I'm pumped about that. Now, I went to find a new, because I bought my wife a new iPad Pro for her birthday. No, actually, we just bought it because she needed it for work. And that thing is nice, man. It's got like we bought the little pen that goes with it, so you can use it like a mouse and a keyboard and all this stuff. But it was like, I think they start at like $800. So I was hoping to find a good deal on Amazon, and they have iPad Pros for like $649 right now. Not a bad deal.
Okay. I don't know how much they normally go for.
Like they start at $800. So I'm not thrilled about spending $650, but I could get one for...
Does your Ring doorbell, can you do that? Can you speak to people?
I don't have it yet.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll have to find out. Because, Nick, the other thing to your point is, if you want to shoo away the door-to-door salesman, you go, instead of answering the door, you just go on with the speaker and you say, my house is currently quarantined because of a venereal disease and I can't come to the door right now, and you should see him run.
Joel uses that all the time.
I guarantee you he does.
Works like a champ.
He's like, I have mouth herpes.
Yep.
I can't come to the door right now.
I have hand herpes. I'm going to be there in a second to shake your hand after I open the door. And they're going.
My wife has eye herpes. It's rampant in our household right now.
Welcome to the herp. Come on in. All right, we're just getting started. If you want to join us, hit us up, 713-780-3776. You can text or call. You can hit us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we roll through hour number one of the show. So we already kind of touched on it, but the Astros were a bummer last night. Quick start, bad finish, Framber Valdez, period, end of story. To me, it's like when you look at this team, I can't wait to get – first of all, I'd like to know, and they haven't been real public with any information, and I get Correa broke a rib, so I get it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. But from the Diaz perspective, why has it taken so long?
Well, I mean, he had a setback.
Man, they don't give you any information, and it was a hamstring tweak, and, you know, Springer had one. But look, Springer, I believe, did it after him and was back sooner than him, and this one just keeps on keeping on. And getting him back would really give you a little boost in a lot of ways. On the infield, did you see Miles Straw, by the way, last night? On the one grounder where he completely double pumped?
I did not.
He fielded it cleanly, wound up, and like decided right at the release point, nope, not going to throw it, pulled it back down, then threw it again, and still got the guy at first. But I was like, what was that? So I'm like, you know what? And the defense has been kind of suspect since they came back from the break. I'm like, just for all of the above and more, let's just start. Now's the time. Let's just start getting everybody back and getting the regular starting lineup out there, because it's starting to get frustrating.
Yeah. It would be nice to be at full strength. That is 100. But you know what? I would rather them not rush guys back and then get injured again.
Fair.
And
fair
be ready point. To go for the playoffs.
Now, have we seen who's starting tonight? Because they said it was also going to be an issue tonight for a fifth starter because of the fact that everything was screwed up with Peacock and because they were shuffling guys around. Fromber, who was your fifth, tried to pitch last night.
Rondon is listed as the starter, or I guess the opener.
Well, the Angels will love that. So.
Yeah. I mean, Rondon's not
I don't
awful.
Have a lot of confidence in him, Barry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it his 3.34 ERA? Or his 1.29 whip?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
No, it's his inability to enter a game with a lead and hang on to it.
He's got 3 blown saves.
Yep.
It's his by far his worst month of the year.
Yep.
He's got a 6.75 ERA.
Hmm.
This month.
That's not special.
In 4 outings.
I'm not pleased with it.
Last month, 3.27. The month before that, 2.89. And then prior to that, 2.79.
Well, get McFly on the phone because I'd like the time machine to go back a month and get that Rondon instead of the one that I've seen pitch this month.
Everybody struggles, Joel.
Wow.
And he happens to be struggling right now. But you know what? Overall, I have faith in Hector Rondon to be a decent 6th, 7th inning guy.
Decent.
Good.
Okay.
Serviceable.
How are you?
Guy that's not going to kill you, but every once in a while
he's going to have Will Harris then?
I'm more than happy with Will Harris and his outings.
All right. I'm just
Presley
going down
Osuna,
the list.
Yeah. So you got if you were to tell me every game in the playoffs that the Astros would get to the 6th inning with a lead or tied and Rondon, Harris, Presley and Osuna were closing it out, I would feel comfortable with that.
God, not me in the 6th.
I absolutely would.
Can't
really?
Do it. Sorry. Yeah. I just don't have confidence in Rondon for as big of an arm as he has. And I think he has the potential to really be an above average pitcher in this league. But every time I'm ready to start feeling better about him being in that pen, it bothers me.
I feel like you're being too hard on him.
Well, that's what I do around here, Barry. That's the way I live my life.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Presley and Osuna. You're going to have some slip-ups from time to time, but those guys have been lights out for majority of the season. I don't worry about them. Will Harris, up and down. I know his ERA is great, but again, of late, when you start looking at July, there's been some slip-ups, some hiccups, some things that have bothered me.
Yeah, and Jose Altuve's hitting .280. Do you worry about Jose Altuve?
.280 is better than what he was hitting.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
So
he's
like,
rebounded
okay.
from
progress.
That.
Give me some progress on Tyler White, and I'll find you the sunshine and the rainbow.
Look, Tyler White's off the table. We're not going
to. I can't even go to the fielding. I can't go to anything with that guy.
We're not counting on Tyler White to bounce back. Tyler White is what he is. We kind of
what
known
is he?
That. He's a below average designated hitter. He's more of a designated misser.
I'm going to give you designated, him designated for assignment.
Yeah, well. That's always an option if they can add something at the trade deadline.
Well, I hope that they do that.
Yeah, is it Will Harris's 1.91 ERA you don't like? Or is it his 1.12 whip?
Here's what I don't like.
Is it his career 297 ERA?
His last appearance in the Rangers series when he went all over.
Oh, the one earned run, but 2 runs, and only one of them was earned. That one.
When did Will Harris take you on the payroll?
I'm just saying. I'm
just asking a question. Nick, where are you on all this?
On Will Harris? I'm sorry. I was getting the giveaways.
Yeah. Will Harris.
I mean, I get the uncomfortable feeling about 3 or 4 pitchers when they go out to play, and I think Will Harris is one of them.
Is Rondon one of them?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Is it his 191 ERA that makes you uncomfortable?
No, I mean, that's a great. I didn't know that till you brought it up, to be honest with you.
Is that what it is?
No, I just.
Barry, we're not all analytics on this show. We're also on the eye test, and my eye test tells me I've had some concerns about Will Harris.
He's also had a bad July and 4 outings.
Yeah.
That's it. But is June 159?
Well, my eye test told me it was directly in the month of July.
Were you praising him in May? Because I can't recall you going absolutely crazy for Will Harris when he had gave up 0 runs in the month of May.
You know
and had
saw,
a 216
you know
ERA
progress.
In April.
I called that progress.
A 159 ERA in June.
He was
you
doing
said
his
nothing.
Best to win me over.
His 13 holds and his 3-1 record. Nothing. But 2 bad outings, and now he's given up 3 earned runs in 4 outings, and now he's awful.
Oh, no, it's progress. And I told my eye
Y'all
test,
leave this
my
back
eye
into this
test
bull.
Was focused
if
just on the month of July.
Somebody?
That was it. I wasn't looking in May and June. I'm looking right now.
If you want to bitch about somebody, bitch about Chris Devinsky.
Oh, yeah. He's
warranted.
Awful.
It's warranted.
Yeah.
It's warranted.
But
sure.
Harris, leave that man alone. That dude is having an outstanding season.
I mean, but isn't it okay if you don't necessarily trust somebody to?
Okay. Outstanding. Sorry.
We'll talk
no problem.
In September.
I mean, I'm just saying, isn't it kind of normal for a manager like, to keep giving a person a shot despite not necessarily having all the trust in the world and playing him. So,
well, obviously with Framber Valdez, it is.
Yeah, I've given him enough opportunities.
Yeah, I'm just saying. For me, it's a trust factor. If Hector Rondon like turns things around big time, or if he is, you know, continues to be okay, I'd be open to keeping him. I'm just saying, from a trust standpoint or a comfortability standpoint, that's all.
I'm with you.
That's all. Yeah. But statistically, you're right. If he continues to put up those numbers, I think you'd be tempted to keep him around, right?
Like the ones in July, you mean? When he's pooped all over?
Yeah. I mean, it changes so much in baseball. Like, you know, and
we've said it from year to year. Look at how we used to sing the praises of All-Star Will Harris and All-Star Chris Devinsky.
Devo, yeah.
Yeah, and how quickly those two have just completely done 180s on us.
Yeah.
Will Harris is 18th in the league in ERA. Of
aim higher. There's 17 other ERAs I need him to shoot for.
And Ryan Pressly's on that list. So there are 17 relievers with at least 20 innings under their belt this season that have a better ERA. Now think about how many arms are in a bullpen. Think about how many teams there are and how many arms there are. And there are 17 relievers in baseball that have a lower ERA than Will Harris. And you don't trust this guy.
I don't have confidence. I didn't say I don't try. I don't have confidence
he's
in
got,
him.
He's got, where's he on holds? He's I'm got 13 holds. I mean, you are entitled to it, but
I don't like in the middle of a stressful inning that he looks like he has the I've got the poop face. And then,
well, he always has that face.
And then he gets, and that goes to scream at myself walking off the mound after I've already given up more than I should.
Will Harris is like the living version of the face app, where when he has a hat on the mound, he looks old and weird. But then in the locker room, he just looks like a normal dude. I'm like, what happens between the mound? Right? Don't I feel like he looks completely different with a hat off and street clothes than he does in his uniform with his hat on?
I didn't pay attention.
Really,
I didn't
weird.
Notice it, honestly.
But. Look next time you're at an Astros game. Yeah. Look at the screen when Will Harris is in. Then go to the locker room and look at him when he has no hat on. You're like, who is this dude? It looks like he went through the face app. It really does. It's like you get regular Will Harris in the locker room and then aged Will Harris on the mound.
Yep.
Trying to remember the last
but
time I
Joel
seen him.
Joel needs to leave him alone because he's a quality arm in that bullpen.
Picked, but when asked my opinion, I've given it.
Of all the people to pick on in that bullpen.
I started with Rondon.
Again.
I've already wiped the slate clean with. You already know we're all on the same page with Devinsky.
But that's the name you need to be harping about. Him and Framber and guys like that.
Framber and Yukiti can go away.
Yeah. Well.
I'm done with both of them.
Devinsky too, but.
Well. Yeah, but what are you going to do with him?
Send him down? I don't know.
Man, I mean, I just think that there's plenty. You're running out of options. So I would like to see maybe more than one move now, depending on what needs to be done.
You're turning into irrational Astros
I'm
fan.
I'm not.
You
because
are.
I know that when they're
you,
healthy,
I
when they get
God,
Correa and Diaz back, that they're going to be fine offensive.
Joel's going to come back late from a break.
And defensive.
And we're going to get a call, and it's going to be like Joel from Sugarland. And, hey, what if the Astros traded Tyler White?
Hey,
for
let me just say this. If it echoes when you get that call, it means I'm pooping in the bathroom like most of the people on this floor do on their phone.
The Astros should trade Tyler White and Chris Devinsky for
Brad Hand. I'll take it. Done. Let's go. Move on. Now we don't have to talk about it anymore. Got it. Just what I needed.
For Mike Trout and Ohtani and
you can keep Ohtani.
Barry Bonds.
You can keep him too. If you just start and end with Trout too, we'll be good.
Why are you? You're becoming a rational Astros fan. I just need you to chill out a little bit. Let them get healthy. Let's get past the trade deadline. Let's see how this bullpen shapes up and there's plenty of baseball left.
I got the crosshairs out, Barry. I'm
watching
see that. All of this.
You're an angry Astros fan right now.
Today,
I don't
maybe.
Like it.
I'm getting tired of this
goodness.
Mediocre play from a team that's far too good.
Who is this?
I don't know. Will you try? Oh, hi. Is she online?
All right.
One?
Get your Instagrams ready. After the break, I've got a name for y'all to Googles on the Instagrams.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy.
You want to get that now? Or yeah, let's get Brandon before the break. Brandon wants to talk Astros. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all been?
What up, man?
How you doing?
So, good. So, I am I'm kind of on board with what you're saying, Joel. And before Barry jumps my butt, let
this
me
This is
explain.
A dumb call. I can just tell you now. I'm just kidding, Brandon. Go ahead.
last year, the big thing that we loved about the Astros bullpen and that everybody was on board with was the swagger. Davinsky had that walk. He'd throw that circle of death, and he'd walk off, and he'd strut off the mound just knowing that he struck the guy out. Our bullpen doesn't have that right now. It's all. I understand the numbers are good, and I understand everything's good statistically because that's where Barry's at. But there's just a confidence level that's not where it's been with any of our pitching staff. Verlander goes out there sometimes, and he looks scared, and then he coughs up a home run. And I understand that statistically we're doing great. I get it. I do trust our bullpen, but I'm on board with I went from thinking we need a starter, guys. I think we might need an arm in our bullpen a little bit worse than we might need a starter right now, unless Peacock is seriously hurt. All so right. I just want to get your thoughts on what you guys think.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Look, I'm not going that far. I still think they need to get a starter first. But if they get a starter and in the discussions, they can work in an extra arm in the pen. Look, I trust their talent evaluation. When everybody brought in Presley and everybody was like, who? Boy, they found out in a hurry. They got the right guy at the right time, and he has been fantastic. So I trust their talent evaluation when they go out and get whoever they're going to get. But if they want to add to the grocery list, go shopping. Amazon Prime today. Get going. Get you a relief pitcher and a starter. I'm okay. Good with that.
I'm going to disagree with Brandon because he agreed with you.
Perfect. Go look at Instagram. All right. And then we'll get you that very, very pertinent information when we come back from the break because I've seen evidence of it.
Yes.
And that's something we can agree
Everyone, with. Trust me, get your Instagrams ready to do a search.
Let your fingers do some work.
Oh, no, that's now. Making it weird.
Just on Instagram. Okay. Before we get to that, I want to tell you what else you can do when you reach out to try and get a great deal. Forget Amazon. Let's go to the people at Infuse Energy. Because if you go to Infuse Energy, you're going to the right energy company because they're locally owned and operated, and all you got to do is contact them. They're going to ask as many questions as you ask them because they're going to pinpoint the best plan and the best rate possible to take care of you and your energy needs, whether it be for your family or for your business. It's infuseenergy.com, but better yet, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You want good ratings? Well, you got a 5-star out of 5-star rating from the state of Texas and the Public Utilities Commission. You don't get better than that, and that's why Infuse has it, because they concentrate on you, the customer. They are affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, 100% green energy at your fingertips, and they're going to take care of you right from the get-go. You're going to get these people on the phone. They're going to talk to you about what you've been paying in the past, the program, the rate, then figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and then they'll figure out how to get you the best deal they possibly can. Most cases, they're going to beat any other rate out there. In the very few times that there's another company out there that can beat their prices, they're going to let you know because they want you to look at them like a true, trusted, honest friend. You may not go with them this time, but you'll be back because you know they didn't try and screw you over. They were honest with you throughout the process. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit just to get you started, and it'll go from there. I'm telling you, I switched about 2.5 years ago. I just re-upped with them because why would I go anywhere else when I'm saving thousands off my previous energy company? You can do the same. Again, give them a call, 844-463-8732 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Well, I don't know how many are in the books. It's about
almost
3/4 of one in the books. 2.25 to go. Joel's walking and staring at me. If you want to get in touch with us, you can text or call the show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Best ways to reach us. Now, I mentioned, well, let's do this. We were talking Astros before the break, so let's do that, and then we'll talk Instagrams and some followers or some folk you need to look up. But let's get John's call in first. He's following up on our Astros conversation from the previous segment. John, what's up? Turn your radio down, John. Bye. Nope. Cut him. Nope. I mean, you can't.
Not even a countdown, sir.
No, you got to know. John, you got to know
Just call back. Tommy did that to me on the Charlie Pelillo. Just call back.
Listen, here's how. Here's why I don't have tolerance for that kind of stuff. This isn't like this is a new medium. Like, oh my God, this is the first week that anyone's ever taken a call on radio and know not to have their radio up. Everyone knows that when you call a radio station, what's the first thing you do? You turn your radio down. I think the interns even tell them, turn your radio down, don't they?
Absolutely. A lot of them have been trained to do that.
So I don't have any sympathy for John because
evidently not.
When we go to the caller, if I can hear myself given the number, nah, player. I mean, try tomorrow. That's not, I can't deal with it. Okay. On the Instagrams.
Yes.
Alex Ann is her name.
Okay.
And all one word, AlexAnnLP. I don't know what the LP stands for, but Alex Ann LP, that's pretty quality. I'm not upset with Alex Ann. If you're curious where I found Alex Ann, it was on Coed, and I highly recommend a daily visit to Coed. They have like a girl of the day or a hottie of the day or whatever, and they usually do pretty good research. So Alex Ann, not too shabby.
Well, they crammed for this exam.
Oh boy, that sounds. I'm gonna go with, let's see, 1, 2. I'm on my computer, not my phone. So, but if you look at the shot with the yellow bikini, that's top notch filmography right there. Whatever it's called, that's good. Good work.
155,000 followers and only 47 posts. So that alone should tell you something. She doesn't post a lot.
No, nope.
She's got a ton of followers.
We could do without the daddy file for her boy. Just stick that somewhere else on a different file. Account. Up on top, she has options for. Albums.
Oh the daddy. Yeah, yeah, no, I don't need that. I'm just curious. I like that yellow bikini picture. That's high quality H2O right there.
Indeed it is.
That is good stuff. Yes. All right.
So John, you've scared off.
I wouldn't say scared off.
Yeah, so, just call back if you can. You know. You can remember.
Can I ask you guys this? Welcome to try again.
Because you falsely accused me of being.
Nope.
That.
Nope.
Astros fan that's ready to like.
Yep.
Okay.
That was accurate.
Yesterday, last night, while the game was going on, and I was writing my column, I'm watching Twitter, people were really like, it was picking up momentum. They should trade Correa.
That's, I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why would you do that? Especially a lot of people that were bitching about Tyler White's like, yeah, and they should trade Correa because that'll fix it. No, Correa coming back from injury, who, by the way, was playing fantastic till he broke the rib and was in consideration for all-star starter. Guess what? He comes back. Tyler White sits down. You still got Yordan Alvarez. You're a better team. Don't try and go to do too much.
Yeah.
Correa? That's stupid.
I don't know who starts this stuff, but... That's pretty stupid.
That part of it to me was just like, okay.
Astros stop. Twitter can be pretty dumb. Let's talk about save your tweets. I don't care. Let's talk about this Astros bullpen because you and Brandon and some other folks seem to not be too comfortable with the bullpen. Is that correct?
No, I told you I'm good in the eighth and the ninth, and I just have had some concerns recently about Will Harris, and I'm not good at all with Rondon.
Where do you think this bullpen ranks in ERA in baseball?
You and these numbers.
I'm just saying, where do you think that bullpen ERA is in baseball? How bad or good do you think they are?
Top three.
No. They're seventh.
Good. See, they're slipping. It's terrible. More reason than ever to make a move.
Yeah, they're seventh in baseball, and they are fourth in the American League.
Unless you're like, ERA. They're seventh in baseball, but they're fourth in soccer.
No.
No.
Cleveland and the Rays and the A's have better bullpen ERAs in the American League than Houston, which surprises me that they're actually 0.01 points above the Yankees. So it could be worse.
I'll give you that. And I'm with you. But I'm just saying on the eye test recently, and you pinpointed that in the month of July, I just, it could be better. I'd like to feel more confidence with those guys. I'm not done with them by any means, but I need them from the months of May and June and not so much their Julys.
So you want perfection?
I don't want perfection, but I want improvement.
You're saying that they can't have a scuffle month.
There should be no problem with me expecting more and wanting them to work on their craft at all times.
You're saying there's no room for a scuffle month, is what you're saying.
No, I don't. Everyone has room for a scuffle
month.
Everyone
has a struggle month. Everybody does. I have a struggle month on this show.
Is that what they say at other stations?
You have a struggle, what?
There's struggle months?
Is that what they say?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know what you're saying.
We've been in a good position. We don't believe in struggle months.
You talking about ratings?
Yeah.
Oh.
Overall as a station.
We know how the ratings thing works.
I get it.
When they're good, we think they're great.
Yeah.
When they're bad,
you know, and I hate the whole ratings process and everything like that, but I'm just saying, I don't accept mediocrity. I want them to keep striving for greatness.
Let's round this out. Where do you think the Astros rotation ranks in baseball, ERA-wise? How good or bad?
Man.
Because that's been an issue.
I know.
In the back end of that rotation.
Believe me, I know. And
sixth.
I was going to say.
Sixth in baseball.
Top five. But okay.
Yeah. They're tied with the Marlins, which is weird to even consider.
That is too, yeah.
Yeah. But, yep. Sixth best rotation in as far as ERA goes.
Okay.
So, well, could be worse.
I'm not like jumping off a cliff or anything or a ledge, but I'm just, I would expect hopefully better things to come. They get back on track.
All right.
God, everybody's doing this age thing you got going on. Here's your boy Chris Broussard.
Yeah, we need to do that. I'm going to take pictures of you guys at this break, and then I'll tweet them all out.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Get you can't wait for hour number two of the show. We've got plenty more to get to. And, of course, if you want to add, join in and or tune your radio down and call 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call or text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Back with hour number two right around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. You know, a lot of people with the storms we just had found out that their roof wasn't up to snuff, or they just made the decision because of it that they need a new roof on their house. But there's only one place to go. It's Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and I tell you about them with good reason. Because their ratings are second to none. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. Five-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. You're never going to deal with a sketchy roofer that comes in, takes your deposit, and either does shoddy work and then takes off, or just is hard to reach once they get your money. Fitz Roofing are here for you to service you before, during, and after the sale. They use the best product on the market. That's CertainTeed Shingles. They do such a good job that they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They have it. You need it. You go to Fitz. The base warranties that they use are longer and better than your average roofer. I'm telling you, this is where you need to go. Check them out online at Fitz Roofing, F-I-T-Z Roofing. But better yet, give them a call. 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You get a free, no obligation inspection. They come out, check out your roof, tell you what they can do, and then they wait for your call. It's that simple. There's no hassles. There's no beating down your door. You call them, they'll come back. They'll do great work. Take my word for it. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.